Does your job align with who you are as a person? This might sound like the start of a job advertisement, but it's a serious question researchers are looking into. The Centre for Positive Psychology at University of Melbourne have been looking into how different personalities align better with different jobs. One example might be an extroverted person might suit a sales position. So could we use this to match you with your ideal job, one that suits your personality? We're keen to find out. So I'm joined now by the lead researcher, Associate Professor Peggy Kern. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
So now your research matches personality traits with particular jobs. Can you tell us about this research and what did you find?
Yeah, so it was a fascinating project where we looked at a way of identifying the personality characteristics that people have. So things like how extroverted you are, do you like people more? Are you more of a nice person or not person? Not nice person. What we found is that we can actually find traces of people's personality through the words that they post online, through things like Twitter and Facebook. And so what we did is we took all these Twitter posts and ran it through this processor, and you get scores that indicate a person's personality. And then we also had their jobs. And so we looked at what personalities represented different jobs. And when we started doing this, it blew us away because we actually really saw some real differences of, say, for instance, athletes versus computer scientists versus managers and others. So this was a way to actually start to look at alignment between people based on their characteristics and values and the occupations that they're in.
Can you give us some examples of like what jobs lined up with what types of personalities?
Yeah, so for instance, software programmers and scientists tended to be more open to experience, so mere curious and enjoy things like reading and researching and whatnot. Tennis players tended to be very conscientious, which kind of makes sense with, and these were elite tennis players that we were looking at for this part of the study, which kind of makes sense because you have to work really hard in something like that. And then we also saw different occupations grouped together based on their characteristics. And so we saw, for instance, there was like a student services group that had things like principals, wellness ambassadors, campus directors, educational supervisors. So you started to see different occupations that grouped together just off of their personality characteristics.
Wow, that's quite interesting, because some of it you would think would be like a little bit of common sense of like you need this skill or this kind of personality, like motivation, focus for this job. But some of those I am a bit surprised by.
It was surprising. I mean, a lot of it actually did make a lot of sense when you saw things that grouped together. But sometimes it was actually, there was a few misfits. So for instance, nurses fit more with sort of a managerial business management type thing. And we're like, actually, start to look at some of the skills that they're doing in terms of managing different, whether it's doctors and patients and managing
like the multitasking.
All the files. Exactly. And so you started to see some of these jobs that you might say, oh, that's medical. Well, actually, what are some of the skills there that actually match more to the person?
And when we're looking at what is the future of this research, how are you planning on using it? Could high school students in the future be taking a personality test with their career advisor?
I think it's an interesting way. So what we were doing here was actually using language on social media. And there are a lot of personality tests that young people could take. And I think it's a really great way to start to think about who am I and how does that fit with the job? Not just on my skills, but on my interests and things that I value and whatnot. And so one way is to take a survey that starts to reveal that. And that would actually map on to some of these jobs that we found. The other thing is thinking about what do we reveal about ourselves through the way that we use social media, whether it's Twitter or all the other ones. And could we actually use that to actually say, what does this reveal about you? Which job might fit you well based on that versus some other job that perhaps parents or others might be pushing you towards.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. So you could possibly look at someone's Twitter and be like, you're not really in the job that you're meant to be in.
This yeah, is not fitting your it's personality. Possible. And then people will be like, well, you know, I'm just like managing my social media profile, which could happen as well. But we still see these differences that really do align and cross these occupations that people within those occupations perhaps are using Twitter in the same way.
That's so, so interesting. And of course, there'll be some parts where people are trained on how to represent themselves on Twitter, which might skew the accuracy a little.
Right, right. So that could be pushing them to, this is the characteristics you would see there. But it's interesting to think about, we could use the same process in other types of social media. And so you could think about, who do you reveal online and what does that say about things that you'd be suited for?
Very, very interesting. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us an insight.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.